AI is changing jobs and creating new career opportunities. We're talking about artificial intelligence. And joining us this morning is Amy Reagan Morehouse, Senior VP of Global Education at ServiceNow, the leading digital workflow company making the world work better for everyone. And they recently partnered with the research firm Pearson on new findings around the impact of AI and the skills of the future. Amy, it is here, right? It's not something down the road. It's not science fiction. We are currently dealing with the AI. I guess talk a little bit about the impact that has on today's workers.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me. It's true. AI is everywhere. You're hearing about it. People are thinking, what does that mean for me? What does it mean for our workforce? And what's great about it is that as AI does more of the work of machines, the less humans have to work like machines. And in this research that we did with Pearson, we really looked at the disruptive technologies on the workplace. And it turns out there will be about 23 million jobs that are affected in some way by this digital technology. But the good news here is that it's not about employers replacing employees with tech. The thing that employers actually need to do is redesign the roles that humans will play that are really not focused on the mundane tasks. Tech can do that, but it's really about those higher level skills. So it's actually a great time to focus on reskilling and upskilling, because the things that humans are great at, like collaboration, communication, innovation, creativity, analytical skills, all of those holistic skills are still going to be important. Because even with AI, you've got to have a human in the loop. And our humans have great skills as a baseline.
We understand that. And it's, though, I guess there's some intimidation factor on it. And sometimes if something is new, we're not sure exactly how we need to wrangle that sort of thing. What help is there out there for the workers and maybe the companies as to how best to use this? Because they have to embrace it, I would assume, if they want to be competitive.
Absolutely. We see a lot of industries are going to be investing in these technologies to stay competitive and to really be leading in this area. So some markets and some industries, like retail, for example, there will be a million new tech jobs created in retail in the next couple of years. But the great news is the humans working in retail today have some of those holistic skills that we talked about that makes it easier for them to transition and upskill into these jobs in tech. We really need to make sure that people have a pathway forward into these digital jobs.
Well, I've heard the word up mentioned a couple of times. You have something called Rise Up with ServiceNow. What is this Rise Up program that you're talking about?
Yeah, Rise Up is our talent movement. It's really our commitment to skill up a million people by the end of 2024 on our ServiceNow platform. So this Rise Up program with ServiceNow, it really focuses on training, but also on the coaching and the mentoring and giving hands-on experience so that people can really upgrade their skills and be ready for this digital-first workplace of the future. It's also a great opportunity. You know, we hear about there's like a tech skills gap, right? There's tech jobs that require tech skills, but maybe not everyone has an opportunity to find those skilling opportunities. And that's really where Rise Up and programs like our Rise Up program really helps people take that next step and prepare them for what's to come.
We are talking this morning with Amy Reagan Morehouse, the Senior VP for Global Education at ServiceNow, talking about artificial intelligence, how it's changing jobs and creating new career opportunities. And tech sometimes always does that. There's career opportunities that didn't exist before. But let's talk maybe if you have some success stories or individual examples of how some people have used this and have benefited from it.
Sure. There are so many inspiring stories. I think that's what's great about this. First, let's talk about a veteran. A Marine Corps vet, 8 years in the service, was a meteorologist, actually, and worked in some technology. But as he transitioned to civilian life, it was a little bit like, how do I get an IT career? And he found our fundamentals course on our Now Learning platform that's available today. And next thing you know, he's applying for a job, getting hired, and even promoted in a very short window of time. And actually, there's someone in sort of nearby to you in Kentucky who actually started off as a implementation consultant for one of our partner firms, worked his way up and ended up founding and becoming the CEO of his own business focused on data visualization. You know, we really can help provide that skill on-ramp for people from a variety of backgrounds.
It's better to be prepared than to be blindsided by anything like this, so it's a good idea to get some skills or understanding really what AI does and how it can affect your job and maybe be utilized as best as possible. Amy, if people want to find out some good information about what you've talked about today, where's a good place to get some stuff?
To our Rise Up with ServiceNow homepage at servicenow.com/riseup. You can learn about all the careers and the opportunities and start skilling right away. We want to welcome everybody from all types of backgrounds to jump on this digital ServiceNow rocket ship.
Sounds good. We appreciate your time this morning, Amy. Thank you.
Thanks so much for having me.
Thanks. Amy Reagan-Morehouse, Senior VP of Global Education at ServiceNow.com. Again, ServiceNow.com/riseup.